Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Lamed Zayin, mitzvah 437. As we get into a very lamaisa mitzvah, there have been articles and tshuvas written all about this mitzvah. The mitzvah of destroying God's name. Destroying God's name, erasing God's name, dealing with Geniza, Sheamus. That is today's mitzvah. We'll try to touch on various different discussions that come up. What is the source of this halacha? It's related to yesterday's mitzvah. Yesterday we learned about the mitzvah of positively destroying Avodah Zarah. Going out, we mentioned in Eretz Yisrael, is to search and destroy. In Chutz La'aretz, is just to destroy. So the Torah tells us, after commanding us to destroy Avodah Zarah, V'ibadetem eshmam, destroy it, the Torah says, Lo sason kein l'Hashem alokeichem. But don't do that to God. Whatever I've just commanded you, the past five lines, about destroying and breaking and smashing and burning, don't do that to God. Lo sasu kein l'Hashem alokeichem. Ki em ala makom ha sheyivchar Hashem alokeichem mikol shiftechem, to that place, l'shichro sidra shuv asa shama, you shall treat b'kedusha. So Chazal learn out from that juxtaposition of, you shall do all this to Avodah Zarah, but don't do any of this to God, that we learn out that one is not allowed to destroy anything related to God. Anything related to the name of God. Rashi quotes on the Pasuk, Azhara lamochek as Hashem, erasing Hashem's name, ulin no sates evan men amizbeach men azara, or breaking off a stone from the mizbeach or from the azara, anything relating to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi quotes Chazal al derech drush. We'll just mention it because we're reading the Rashi, but then we'll get back to the literal. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, v'chizal al daitecha sheyisrael notzin l'mizbechos. What, is any Jew in their right mind going to go and rip off a stone from the Mizbeach? What kind of Jews are we talking about? Even if you want to do an Aveira, they're going to go do that. So there's a deeper meaning, says Rabbi Yishmael. Ella, don't cause the Mizbeach to be broken. How is that? Through our sins. That's a violation. Shalotasu kima'aseihem v'yigrimu avonoseichem l'mikdash avoseichem sheyicharev. If we act in a way that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, that's a violation in a hashkafic sense of this iser, because we are destroying the Beis HaMikdash. And as we know, Chazal say, every generation that did not have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt in their generation is as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in their generation. So every generation is as if we are violating Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. So this is a very wide-ranging mitzvah. Let's see what the Chinuch has to say. The Chinuch says in the first paragraph, Shelo Novad V'Nimche Hadvarim, not cause, not destroy or wipe out Hadvarim Sheshem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Aleihem, any item that has Shem Hashem written on it. This is the ultimate, as we'll see, there are many Yisurei Drabanan related. But what's the Isur Doraisa of Lo Sasun Kein? Destroying Shem Hashem. Kigon, Beis HaMikdash v'Sifrei Kodesh u'Shmosav HaYikaron Baruch Hu, or Beis HaMikdash, right? That's literally, that's the Pashas of the Pasuk. Any structure in the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, that's an Isur D'Araisa, or any Sefer with Shem Hashem in it. V'yal kol ze ne'amar lo sasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. Achar shekadam ha-mitzvah la'abed Avodah Zarah, explains what we said, after the Torah commands to destroy Avodah Zarah, v'limchos shma, and to wipe out its name, v'la'aros bateho u'mizbechoseho kulam, and to destroy its houses of worship and its altars, mana v'yamar, the Torah continued and said, lo sasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, which means not to destroy anything related to God. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim a little bit, but the Achronim really expanded, and that is, what about Beis HaKnesses? Destroying anything related to Beis HaMikdash is an Issa D'Araisa. What about Beis HaKnesses? So if you look in the Rambam himself is not 100% clear. If you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says, in Mitzvah Samach Hei, he mentions Beis HaMikdash. Shehiziranu minatutzu ma'abed bati avoda sakel yisaleh. We are commanded not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash or anything part of the Beis HaMikdash. Ume'abed sifrei nevuah, or any types of sifrei Tanakh. Or the other shemos of Hashem, which Beis Hashem will talk about soon. So if in the regular Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam mentions Beis HaMikdash. But if you look in the Minyan HaKatzar, the Rambam, as we mentioned in the past, has a short one line per mitzvah right before Mishneh Torah. Right? He has the separate Sefer HaMitzvahs, but right before Mishneh Torah, he has the Minyan HaKatzar. So in the Minyan HaKatzar, he adds in another line. This line does not appear in Mishneh Torah. This line does not appear in the larger Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says, Shalola Abe Beis HaMikdash, O Bate Knesios. o bate midrashos v'chein, and not shemos hamukdashin either. So even in the Rambam, is destroying any part of a beis hakneses included in the Isser d'oraisa? That is not clear in the Rambam. It depends if you look at the Minyan HaKatzar or the regular Sefer HaMitzvahs. And there is even, it's a machlokas Rishonim, machlokas in Meseches Megillah between the Ramban and the Ran. What status does a beis hakneses have? We know there are two types of items of kedusha in halacha. There are what we call tashmishei mitzvah and what we call tashmishei kedusha. Tashmishei mitzvah are items used for a mitzvah, but they don't have inherent kedusha. They only have kedusha when being used. Tzitzis, lulav, shofar, any of those items, a sukkah, all of those are tashmishei mitzvah. They have kedusha while they're being used, but after they're being used, they are nizrakin. You can throw them out. Tashmishei kedusha have inherent kedusha. Tefillin, mezuzah box, tefillin bag, sefer Torah. Anything connected to the ksav of Torah is tashmishei kedusha and must be buried, must be nigraz, must be put in what we call shemus or geniza. What about a shul? Is a shul tashmishei mitzvah or tashmishei kedusha? That is a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran in Maseches Megillah. The Ramban says, it's brought in the Ran in Megillah, the Chesam and Aleph and the Dafei Arif. The Ramban says, Beis HaKnesses is Tashmishei Mitzvah. And the Ran argues, he says, no, it has inherent Kedusha. So it definitely relates to whether Beis HaKnesses, destroying a Beis HaKnesses would be, let's say you're not using it anymore. Let's say I want to build something else instead of the Beis HaKnesses. Let's say part of the Beis HaKnesses, let's say we're moving. So this has very important halacha l'maisa ramifications. If it's an issa d'araisa, then you need a lot more to overcome that than if it's just an issa d'rabbanan. And the Shulchan Aruch has a whole simon about this. The Shulchan Aruch in simon kuf nun beis, the Shulchan Aruch discusses shelo lister shum beis hakneses. Can't destroy anything. Ain't sosrin beis hakneses because they live nos beis hakneses acher shema yerolem ones. If you can't. Break down a shul to build another shul, right? You have to first find another place to daven, and then you can break down the first shul in order to rebuild. Again, these are important halachas. And the Shulchan Aruch continues. The Rama says, "Aser listar daver mi beis haknesses ella imkain os almanas livnos." Right? You can't break anything from the shul. But again, this is part of this mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. So that is element number one. The first paragraph discusses beis hamikdash for sure. Beis haknesses maybe is included in the iser. Next. Shorish HaMitzvah Nigla. The Chiddush continues. The Shorish by this mitzvah is obvious. Ki begeshes b'nei Yisrael el HaKodesh. Be'em b'bereses uv'zeyah. When we approach anything holy, we have to make sure we do it with trepidation and awe. And therefore, mitokach, yachnisu b'libam, ha'pachad v'ayir ha'gadol shel Hashem Baruch Hu. If I take God's house seriously, I will take God seriously. Right, that's why this is the message of this mitzvah. But Bidini HaMitzvah doesn't only have to do with Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses, as we've said, but has to do with as follows. Continues the Chiddush. Bidini HaMitzvah. The Gemara in Shmuel says that there are seven names of God that we use, forgetting the ones that we don't know what they are. The 42, the 70, whatever it is. But there are seven names of God that are not called Kinuyim. They are called names of God. Says the Gemara, the Chinuch quotes it, Shiva Shemos Heim Shem Yisr Lav Zeh. Ve'elu Heim, Shem Shel Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke, which is also called the Shema Meforash. Alef Dalet Nun Yud, spelled in the Torah referring to Hashem. Kel, Eloka, Elokim, Shakai, Tzvakos. Those are the seven names of God that the Gemara says, and that the Rambam says, and those, if I erase any of those, so then I am violating an Issa d'Oraisa. That's the Chiddush, by the way, of an Isha Sota, that we are allowed to be Mochek, Shem Hashem, to bring Shalom Bayis. That's what the Gemara tells us. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Sota that says there's one other name of God, and that's Shalom. Shalom is also a name of God in this category, but we don't paskin that way. The Chinuch doesn't paskin that way. The Rambam doesn't paskin that way. But these are the seven names of God. What about names of God in other languages? Other languages. What about God? G-O-D. Is that a name of God? Am I allowed to erase G-O-D? Am I allowed to take money into a bathroom? In God we trust? Right? Am I allowed to do that? Does that have the status? This is a major issue. Many say that it does not have. The Shach in Yoredei and Kufay and Tess says, Got, Gimel Ayin Tess, or he quotes in Lashon Ashkenaz, that Got, Obug, Balashon Poland, Verusia, I'm no boog, but that all, they do not have the status, and therefore there would be no isser in erasing. Gone, and therefore according to many post-skim, you don't have to write G-D. G-O-D is fine, right, or anything else, because it does not have the full status. The Mishnah Brura writes, the Mishnah Brura has an interesting chilek. The Mishnah Brura in Simon Pehei is machalek between writing it and saying it. Writing it might not have full kedusha. It doesn't have full kedusha. Right, what? Because if you have another language and you say that three dots on top of each other, that's God. What, you're not allowed to erase that? Doesn't get the status of kisvei Hashem, Shem Hashem. But anything that's said that means God, so that at least has some kedusha. So for example, you can't say that in the bathroom. Can't say it in the bathroom. That's the Mishnah Berurah's chilek right here in Pei Hei Yud. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Shach. The Koshkin Shemo Sheinan Mchakin Asur Lemor Shama Fila Balashin Laz. You can't say them in the bathroom. Go and got Balashin Ashkenaz. Obuga. Sha'af Sheshem Ze Ein Bo Kedusha Ba Osios Ksivaso Umut Lamachko. Even though it doesn't have Kedusha in terms of its written status. Mikal Makom Yeshbo Mishim Bizayon Bahaz Karaso Bamakam Tinofes. But it shouldn't be mentioned in a dirty place. You shouldn't say God in the bathroom. You shouldn't walk into the bathroom and say, oh my God. Right? It says the Mishnah Berurah. God, written, you don't have to worry about it. You could go into, and it also that I have Kavana in the if I walk in, maybe it's in two coverings, it's in my wallet, it's in my pocket anyway. But either way, I never heard of anybody who takes out his money before he goes into the bathroom because of this worry. And Rav Soloveitchik also said it's not a problem. But everybody says it's not a problem. Because the Mishnah Berurah says it here. The written other languages, it does not have that status. Only mentioning it. What about then mentioning the name Shalom in the bathroom? What about, so, the some poskim, the Radvaz talks about this. That maybe saying somebody's name, somebody calls my name in the bathroom, that's okay. But if somebody wants to greet someone else and say Shalom Aleichem, that's a problem because there you're invoking Shalom as the name of God. What does Shalom Aleichem mean? Hashem should be with you. Shalom Aleichem. So again, that's the Mishnah Berurah's important chilek in Simon Pehei Sif Yud. Good. Let's continue. Says the Chinuch based on the Gemara, also fascinating Gemara. The Adam Zecharon and Levracha. Not only do the names of God have status, what about prefixes and suffixes to the name of God? What if I erase? It says Elokechem, and I erase the Chem. Do I violate? So the Gemara and the Chinuch Paskin, prefixes do not have Kedusha, suffixes have Kedusha. Because the prefix is not read until, is read before you read. Right? She. Right? She-m. Right? Doesn't have Kedusha yet. Elokechem, Elokecha, suffixes achieve Kedusha. And therefore, if one erases a suffix, one is violating Pashtus in Isser Daraisa. Even if one writes half of a name of Hashem, if it's half of a name that is another name itself, Yud-K Vav-K, right? Yud-K, so that would be a problem as well. So again, all of this, one has to be careful. Where does this come up? Comes up by so from having to correct Sifrei Torah, right? It could come up, Lamaisa. There was a fascinating, it's tragic, but it's fascinating, not so tragic, a little tragic, that the Vaharevna, Rav Zilberstein discusses here in the Parsha. He says, there was a guy that came to him, he had gone to Chutz La'aretz for a couple of weeks, and he came back, and his car that he had left, you know, in his driveway, was covered with dust. It was one of these sandstorms, and it was covered with dust. But his neighbor, who he had gotten into a fight with the week before he left, had written with his finger, you know, in the dust, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, with actual Shem Hashem. So he comes to Rav Zilberstein. What am I supposed to do? I can't drive like this because it's you can't see out of the front windshield because it's covered with dust. But I can't erase this because it's Shem Hashem. A real Shaila. A real case. So what are you supposed to do? V'yesh ladun. So the Shaila is, what about in an indirect way? There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, both by Shabbos and by Mechikas Hashem, only actual erasing is Aser, but Grama is Mutter. And that's why the Gemara says there, that if somebody has Shem Hashem written on their arm, they're allowed to go take a shower. Why? I is going to get erased, but it's Ayde Grama. You're not, if you scrub it, that's a problem. But if you just go in the shower and Memela gets erased, the Gemara says Mutter. So here too, baby, he says, is this, you know, what if I just put on my windshield wipers? You know, what is that, Grama? Is that direct? So he says, I'm not sure what to do. So then he says, but the Noda Bihuta says, you're not allowed to take a shower. That Gemara only means you're allowed to go to the mikvah. Only the Shem Mitzvah, not a regular shower. So what are you supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? So Rav Zilberstein paskind, Since in this case, the name was written Barishus, it was written Lahachis, it was written to be Mazik. So then, what's the usual reason that you can't erase Shem Hashem? It's a Chil Hashem, it's terrible. This guy wrote the Shem Hashem as a Chil Hashem. Right? He was Mazik trying to use it to damage the other person. So he says, in this case, I would definitely say that indirect erasing would be okay. Indirect erasing. So maybe pour water on the top of your car so that the water would flow down and then eventually erase the name. But either way, Shaila came up, halacha lemaisa. This also comes up in terms of, what about if you have psukim on a video? You will erase a video. What about a tape? A cassette in the old days, right? What if you have, right, in the MP3s, there's nothing there. But is there any, are you allowed to erase? Are you allowed to delete? What if you have Shem Hashem on a computer screen? Right, all of these are discussed in the poskim, what they are considered. Most poskim assume none of these are in the world of Daraisas, but in the world of Darabanas. The question is, why? Is it better not to? So again, this is an important discussion that is had. Good. One level down. We're talking about Shemos of Hashem. What about, separate from Shemos of Hashem, what about just Divrei Torah? Erasing Divrei Torah, throwing out Divrei Torah. What's Shemos? There's a great website. I saw Shemos.com or Shemos.org. Look it up in terms of, has beautiful articles relating to all the shitas about all these halachas. But let's first continue the chinuch a little bit. So we spoke about Shem Hashem. Then he talks about Shar Kinuyin. What about other Kinuyim, nicknames of Hashem? Kigon, Rachum, Chanun, Godol, Gibor, Nora. So says the chinuch, those are like Shar Kisvi HaKodesh, that if there's mutter lutzorich, Isser Drabanan to erase them, but the Daraisa only applies to names of gods and their suffixes. This also, by the way, he says, only applies to a name of God that was written by a Jew, a believing Jew. V'kol zeh shamayna b'shakasvan Yisrael. Aval kasvan min Yisrael, a heretic, then it doesn't have to do shit at all. You're allowed to burn it. U'mutter u'mitzvah l'sarfam. Shol anicham shal l'minim l'chol ma'aseyim. You can burn all of them. So this is already by the Kinuyim. So now the question is, what about Psukim? What about other Divrei Torah? So Rova Poskim assume that it's not Doraisa. It's not Doraisa to erase other Psukim or Divrei Torah, but it's definitely in the world of Darabanan and it shouldn't be done. And we have to try to make sure that we don't create these items that we know might get thrown out. So where does this come up? Divrei Torah and newspapers. So some Poskim say, not a good idea, because people are going to throw out the newspapers. But others say, no, but you want people to have Divrei Torah, and it's an unbelievable Harbatzis Torah, and you just have to make sure that you're right on it. Please make sure to dispose of properly in a Geniza in Shemus. What about writing Beis Samach Dalet or Beis Hay on the top of anything? So Rav Moshe talks about this. Rav Moshe and Tshuva in Chelek Beis, Simin Kuf Lamed Ches, Yaredeya, Chelek Beis, Simin Kuf Lamed Ches, he discusses, b'mashaharbi noagim b'michtav echol, on secular, on math tests, on letters you write to anybody, lichtov l'mala beis hay, im yesh bazem maila, is there anything good about it? Should you be doing it? O kemosha choshvin akosvin, o adraba, maybe there's a chashash iser. So Rav Moshe says, "Masharbi noagim lechtov b'chol amachtavim v'chulu." He says, "Shamati sheish sovrim shehu iser." I've heard some people say that it's aser because you're going to cause it eventually to be, you know, erased or gotten rid of. Rav Moshe says, "I don't think it's aser." Says, "I don't think it's aser any roa iser b'vedina seinu because people aren't destroying paper. Maybe it gets thrown out, but is it getting erased? People aren't using this in the bathroom to clean themselves. So I don't think there is an iser." He says, "I don't know if there's any great reason for it on secular papers, because many times people just write shtuyot. What's his lashon? They write foolishness. They write nothing on it. Barba beisay on top. Right? No, he says you want to write that on Divrei Torah, so if we can write that. But on English secular issues, he says he does not think that there's any reason to write it. Rav Sternbach also discusses it. Rav Sternbach says, well, just to be safe, I'd write beis samach dalet instead of beis hay, because beis samach dalet is for sure not a problem with any type of erasing, and therefore that's what he says. Even though he says his is lasha menirish and nachol luchto b'siyat d'shmaya, v'ayno beis samach dalet, v'afim ladina mutar luchto beis hay, halo efsha luchto b'siyat d'shmaya, v'yason mikol safek. Right, that's better than any type of safek if somebody wants to write it. But either way, this was a little discussion of beis samach dalet and beis hay. Interesting, the post can discuss, the Menachas Asher has a tshuva about this and others. What about tfilos without Shemos of Hashem? Somebody writes to say, where do you ever have that? The kvitloch, the little notes that people put in the kotel. twice a year they have to be cleaned out before Pesach and before Rosh Hashanah. The Kotel staff cleans out the Kotel. Because imagine if you have the Kvitlach from 50 years ago. So they take them, and what do? They bury them. And the Shiloh, why do they bury them? Because the Shiloh was. Rav Asher Weiss was asked this, and others, what's the halacha? Do you have to bury them? It doesn't have Shem Hashem on it, but it's a tefillah. So, me'ikar adin, it seems like you do not have to bury them. You don't have to bury them, because it doesn't have Kedusha. So it's a tefillah that someone says, doesn't have Shem Hashem, if it has Psukim and Shem Hashem in it, yeah, there's something to talk about. But if not, please Hashem, help me give a refuah to blank, right? So then, lechor, it does not have Kedusha. But, Rav Asher Weiss says, you know what? If it's no sweat off your back, and it's not so, you have to get rid of them somewhere anyway, so you might as well put them into Geniza. They are, you know, they have some type of status. People cried out to Hashem in the using these as tools. Either way, that is an interesting question regarding Kvitzlach. But again, every single element is discussed. Many poskim, again, talk about any type of Divrei Torah is Geniza, has some type of Kedusha, at least on a Durabanan level, and therefore should be disposed of properly in a Geniza. Weiter, finishing up now. At the end, this Isra applies always, men, women. There is also, I didn't mention, an interesting machlokas. What if you know something is going to be destroyed? Or something is going to be dealt with improperly? For example, the halacha is by mezuzah. You have to leave your mezuzah up if a Jew is moving in after you. That's the halacha. If a Jew is not moving in, or if you know it's going to be dangerous in terms of its existence, whoever moves in might throw them, you have to take the mezuzah with you. Because you can't leave the mezuzah in a way that it might be mezuzal. What happens if you know, the Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva, you know that if you don't get rid of these svarim, then the non-Jew, the government, whatever it is going to be mezalzel with them. Be mezalzel with them. Let's say Rahman al-Islan in World War II. Let's say you know they're going to come, the Nazis are going to come and destroy all your svarim and rip them and use them as for disgusting purposes. Are you allowed to burn them then? Just to get rid of them? So the Shvus Yaakov says, well, Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, what did he do? He didn't want to get captured, so therefore, according to one version of the story, he killed himself. He killed himself. So the Shvus Yaakov compares that to this case. Other Achronim say, no, it's not comparable, but that's also a very interesting topic. If you know it's going to be Mezul Zal, does the Isser fall away? The overall Zeh, the Chinuch, just ends off and says, if somebody erases even one letter from the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yischai Malkus, if he erases one letter from a suffix, he gets Malkus Mardus, which usually means rabbinic lashes. Does that mean it's only an Issa Darabanan? Does that mean it's an Issa Daraisa, but it's not explicit? And that's why you get only Malkus Mardus? That's the Minchas Chinuch discusses. V'chein, and also he says, if anybody breaks down even one stone from the Mizbeach, from the Heichal, from the Azara, one is Chayiv Malkus. Okay, this is the Isser of destroying God's name or anything related. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time.